USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Defense Department said it canceled border wall construction projects that were being paid for with funds that were originally designed for the military. The announcement comes in the wake of an executive order that President Biden signed in February, ending a national emergency declaration at the border, which was put in place by former President Trump. Biden also signed an order in January halting all construction at the border. Trump declared the emergency in February 2019 in order to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department to the Department of Homeland Security for the border wall construction. Due to more waves of COVID-19, the TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Army says it's disciplined 21 officers and non-commissioned soldiers, including the firing of 8 commanders after the death of Vanessa Guillen. She was killed in Fort Hood, Texas last year. They did acknowledge she was being sexually harassed. Federal investigators say that Guillen was working at an armory last April when Specialist Aaron Robinson, who actually wasn't sexually harassing her, beat her to death. He is believed to have later dismembered and burned her remains. They were found 2 months after she died. The investigation also found a series of missteps that allowed Robinson to escape. When he was confronted by police after her remains were found, he shot himself. The U.S. is restricting travel from India beginning on May 4th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the policy comes due to extraordinarily high COVID-19 cases and multiple variants circulating in India. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After his New York City apartment and office were raided by the FBI, former President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says it's unfair. According to Giuliani's lawyer, the feds are trying to find out whether he was working as a foreign agent for clients in the Ukraine while he was pressuring the government to investigate Hunter Biden. On Fox News, Giuliani denied he did anything wrong.
There was a big bang, bang, bang on the door. And outside were seven FBI agents with a warrant for electronics. That warrant is completely illegal. The only way you can get a search warrant is if you can show that there's some evidence that the person is going to destroy the evidence or is going to run away with the evidence. Well, I've had it for 2 years and I haven't destroyed it. And they also got it from the iCloud.
Former U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg said Giuliani is simply making things up.
The federal judge determines whether there's probable cause that a crime has been committed and whether you're going to find the stuff that you're looking for in the place that you asked to search. That's it. When Mr. Giuliani said, well, you know, they need to be able to demonstrate that I would have destroyed evidence or altered it in some way. Absolutely, completely false. Not part of the inquiry that the judge conducts. He has no idea what he's talking about, or he knows well enough, but he's just making it up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.